delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for stopping in. It's Monday, my friends. You're just getting out of bed. Well, welcome to it. We've been working for a while, but you come on in, get yourself some coffee, settle in. If you're already working, well, God bless you for that, because hard work is what it takes around here. So, in Texas, you know, I've just caught a glimpse of this, the pictures at this Chevron station, where this deputy gunned down for, I can't figure out any particular reason, gunned down for no, you know, just murdered in cold blood, dying at the scene. And now this other guy has been charged with it. Just walked up to me. The guy's pumping gas and murdered him. We'll start with that today with our good friend, the Professor Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas. Professor, welcome to it as always.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What was this about?
Well, the authorities in Harris County, Texas, which embraces Houston. For those people that don't know the name Harris County, Texas, it's the city of Houston, really, is the main city in Harris County. But the authorities down there say, and I think it's ridiculous, but I know they don't want to jump to any conclusions, they say they don't know the motive. Well, I don't know. A lot of people might be able to come up with a motive pretty quickly in regard to what happened to that sheriff's deputy who was in uniform. And the two individuals, the person that is the alleged killer and the deputy sheriff, apparently had no prior incidents with each other whatsoever. And yet the authorities down there say they don't have a motive. And the killer, the alleged killer, is not talking to the authorities. So people can make up their own minds, and a lot of people have already made up their minds on what it looks like.
What does it look like? What do you think people, what are people saying? Let's just get right to it.
Well, what some people are saying is that there's this organization called Black Lives Matter. And I'm not sure if that's the organization that did this, but there's been some call on the part of some inflammatory individuals who are saying, go after police officers, go after police officers.
And it's happening.
Apparently, that's what it might be. I don't know if Black Lives Matter has a direct link to that or not, but they've inflamed the situation in a lot of other parts of the nation. But also, I believe some quote in quotes leaders have said that it's fair game to go after police officers, and various police departments and police spokesmen have responded to that. So it's a I mean, this is the stuff that's gone on in some of the talk shows. It may not be a legitimate conversation. There may be some other motive that comes up that can explain this. But almost immediately, the conversations began, and also these two white reporters in Virginia, Roanoke, I believe, that were killed last week on the air. Apparently, the killer, who also died at his own hands later on, sort of admitted in sort of a manifesto that he was motivated by everything from 9/11 to a lot of other incidents that have happened throughout the United States.
He wanted to start a race war.
In past years, and wanted to start a race war, correct?
Yeah. So, all right. So what do you make of all this? This guy not too far from you in Houston. Will it be charged as a hate crime? Because here's the thing, we have these discussions on a regular basis. If a white man had walked up and shot a black man in the back like that,
there'd be riots all over the place.
Yeah, there'd be a hate crime right there, and there'd be riots and so forth. A black man walks up to a white police officer, seemingly because he's a white police officer. I can find no other reason. I think you're probably onto something there. Okay, so will the hate crime be charged? Okay, he's not talking. I mean, this, I don't see that this has a good end, because here's the problem. Then you have a copycat, and more so to these reporters in Virginia. You know, who's the next dark soul out there who's going to, you know, who has a black heart, who's going to go out and say, okay, I can kill 3 on camera live, or 5 or 10, and do it in the name of some political, you know, mentally twisted political agenda.
What makes this political as well is that President Obama, and I'm not laying this at the feet of the president, but his whole impetus to become president, some people might remember this, going back to the Democratic National Convention of 2004, President Obama made that startling speech that really attracted everybody's attention, and it was a wonderful speech. There is not a black America, there's not a white America, there's not a red America, there's not a blue America, there's one America. And the convention and the nation was spellbound by that. And by many accounts, race relations in this country have gotten progressively worse over the past 6 or 7 years.
Well, you know, and you think about that speech in comparison to what he actually has done in office, because he has, in my estimation, in the estimation of many, racial relations are worse today than they were 6 years ago significantly. And you have to look at, you know, he weighed in on things like Trayvon Martin, Ferguson, Missouri, but ignored other important issues and events in America over the last 6 years, which creates a lot of animosity and created more animosity than I believe existed previously.
I would agree with you, and I think a lot of other people would as well. It would be wonderful if the president would speak out against something like this that happened in Harris County, regardless of whether all the facts are in or not, and said, we don't need this anymore. Our police officers are very, very important, and this kind of thing just goes way beyond the pale. And it would be nice if the president would speak out on these issues. And maybe he has, but it hasn't been loud enough.
So, okay. Where do you think we're going with this, with the whole Black Lives Matter conversation? I mean, it seems to me that many people are already fed up with it, including people in the black community. You saw the mother going off that got all the national attention on video. Of course, there was too much editing to be done with her language. We didn't get to use it here, but Right. Some news outlets did, saying, come on, you know, the 9-year-old girl who was killed in a random bullet, and you don't yell out for her, but you yell out for the, as she put it, the thug that killed, you know, was killed by a police officer.
Well, this issue of, and I'm not sure if I'd call it political correctness or not, but the issue of trying to get rid of just about everything that had any vestige of the old Confederacy or anything to do with the civil rights movement in a negative way. For example, at the University of Texas at Austin, they're removing a statue of Jefferson Davis that had been there for many, many, many years. As a friend of mine said, which is interesting, if we want to get rid of every vestige of segregation and slavery, we'll get rid of the Democratic Party. Because the Democratic Party in the South was connected intimately with segregation
directly
and slavery.
Probably
the 1970s or 80s.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back to talk about the Democratic Party and their process of selecting a president this time around with Professor Alan Sachs right here on the Steve Huber Show after a quick break.